Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and it's time to get right to him. Mario Cristobal, as we get set. Florida State, Miami. Man, Saturday in Tallahassee. For the first time this year, the Canes will hit the road. We say good morning to the head coach. Mario, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great, and I got to tell you, what a hell of a game. Friday night, Florida State and Virginia, double overtime. What were your thoughts? I'm just curious, watching, surprised at all. I heard Tommy Castellano say he felt some of his team, everyone was listening too much to what everybody had been saying, all the nice things everybody had been saying about him. He didn't think his team was ready to go. What'd you think?
I think what we saw across the country this weekend was conference play is in full swing, and it's playoff football. You know, I mean, I believe there were over 20 games that came down to one possession, five or six overtime games. It's like the margins get smaller and smaller as you press farther into the season. I think that's what we're seeing across the country.
Yeah. So, hey, hitting the road, first time, and you're familiar firsthand with playing up there. When you were a young guy through the years, you've been up there many, many times. What's the key? When you go on the road, knowing it's going to be a large crowd against you in a rivalry game, what's the key for you, Coach?
Well, it starts with preparation, right? You got to make sure that every detail of preparation, from the service looks, scout looks, to your communication systems, are all in play. And when you go on the road, you pack everything, Joe. You pack your toughness, your communication, your resiliency, your physicality. You pack it all, you take it with you, and you do your absolute best.
You doing that noise thing? You guys going to be doing that noise thing? I always love when you guys do that because you know no matter how loud you have it, it's got not even going to be close to a game situation. So what can you do for some of that stuff so Carson Beck and everybody will be on the same page?
Yes, sir, and we do it throughout the year. We always do it. Because remember, the defense at home, you know, they're subjected to the same situation, right? So we're always practicing with distraction, with challenge, with noise. And to make sure that by the time that we get to the opponent's site, that everything is second nature.
All right, Tommy Castellanos, a very confident dude that can run. You've gone against these guys already a couple of times this year, this type of quarterback. You got a great pass rush. Matter of fact, your two guys on the outside, a lot of people have them ranked as combination, the pressure they put on the quarterback, the top two in the country. What's the key to keeping them? You want to get there, but you also don't want to leave lanes open up the middle or outside, getting guys blocked inside because he will take off and run 20 yards on. What's the key to having success and not allowing him to run for almost 100 yards?
Well, he's certainly one of the best players in the country. I mean, he makes it happen with his arm, with his feet. He extends plays. He's a tremendous leader. And the thing about it too, Joe, is he's surrounded by high-level talent, you know, big guys, physical guys up front. In fact, the trenches on both sides are impressive, big physical dudes that could run, athletes everywhere. So all in all, it's just a really impressive football team. We're looking forward to playing them.
Yeah, speaking of that, you saw this Deuce Robinson on the outside. My God, 6'6", and running around there. Is that when you put in a game plan, what's it start for? It's always on line of scrimmage for you, isn't it?
It's everywhere. I mean, it doesn't stop. You know, you've been in for a long, long time. It's A to Z and then back Z to A the other way. You just keep going and diving deep into every possible area where you can improve and also affect the team on the other side and give yourself an advantage. So, yeah, Deuce Robinson is an unbelievable player, really big, huge catch radius. But he's big, but he runs like a small guy. He's really fast, really explosive, and he can go up and get it.
Coach, Carson Beck, boy, I tell you what, when you guys are patient and throw what's there in the passing game, I love it. A lot of it's short. It's not always sexy. Sometimes, and I know Carson can make all the throws. Do you ever have to talk to him about not trying to force anything down the field, especially on the road? Have you had those conversations, or you just let him go because he's a little bit like the guy you had last year with a lot of confidence?
I mean, it's, you know, we do have a system, but the system does have some wiggle room, a little leeway. And there are times where, you know, quarterback's got to be able to see things. He's got to go with what he sees. I mean, he's on the field. He understands his connection with the wide receivers, tight ends, and backs is really strong. So there is some improvisation. And when it happens, you know, most of the time it's worked out our way. So we got to continue having confidence in our players.
I noticed the one thing that was a big in this last game, Virginia, Florida State, was the turnovers. I know you feel strongly about let's win that battle. Let's play clean football and let's get a couple of takeaways. Is that always number one when you look at keys to a game?
Man, they're all number one. You know, I think if you over-prioritize one over the other, Then you almost lessen how important the other one is. But, you know, we just played in a really wet, you know, sloppy environment last game, and it looks like we'll probably have similar weather, you know, this weekend. So it's certainly at the top of the priority list, along with a bunch of other stuff. And it keeps showing up every week in college football, man, every single – and pro football. So, yeah, that's the football is the program.
I noticed, and I thought they were just doing it to your offensive line, and I watch college football, and I see everybody jumping at the last second, and I'm just watching. My eyes are telling me they're doing it, trying to get the offensive line and the center to jump when they do that. Has anybody complained about that? Because I thought maybe it was just a UM thing that they noticed that they could grit your center. But I see it a lot of different places, Coach.
Yeah, it's dirty and nasty in the trenches. You know, you were at the line of scrimmage saying some things to the other side that you can't say on radio. And, you know, on top of that, it just people are always looking for an advantage, and if you could get the other side to jump through a stem, through a cadence, they're going to do it as long as you can get away with it. But they are watching for it. They are watching for the defense mimicking the cadence on offense and then the vice versa. So hopefully they'll be able to pick that up if they try that on us.
Coach Mazador and Bain, I mentioned before, and listen, you got a lot of guys playing well, and I always hate – and I know you're not big on saying certain guys, but they just seem to kind of set up the energy level for this football team by the way they've played so far, both of them, and how good they've been on the outside. Do you feel that way with your defense kind of feeds off them?
You know, they've done such a great job throughout the last couple of years, and particularly this off season, on getting their bodies, getting their minds right to play at a certain level. And it's showing up. And they'll tell you themselves, they're not satisfied in any way, shape, or form with their performance. There's a lot left that they got to improve upon, get better at, but we do feel that we're blessed with the best duo in the country.
I've watched them since they've been here, and minus the injuries and stuff, they just look, I don't know, if Bain drops some weight, he looks better at a lighter weight. He looks quicker again. Do you feel that way, losing a little bit of weight? He's in a good place right now physically?
Yeah, he's at 275, and I mean he's got the power of a three technique, but the explosiveness of an edge guy. You know, with you've seen he's got a very large menu of pass rush moves, while at the same time playing with the basic principles and fundamentals that make you very strong and hold the point and stout at the point of attack. And the same thing with Akeem Mezidor, who. You know, I don't. You know, sometimes I feel like, man, that guy deserves a heck of a lot more credit, but he doesn't care about credit.
Yeah.
Neither does the team. So, Mezidor is a guy that can do it all, and his athleticism and his toughness. Both guys, they've done everything we've asked them to do. Played inside, played outside.
Right.
Dropped weight. I mean, they just they're team players.
Yeah. By the way, you're right. They have played in the past inside, and I'm glad. I'm sure they love that outside when they can really get going and tee off on those tackles on the outside. The other thing is so nice is the corner play. And the coverage, you know, I find ourselves not talking a lot about wide receivers and the way your guys have played outside. How well has this group played so far?
They've played well. They have. They They communicate well. We've rotated a good amount of guys in there also. The back end just overall has improved significantly, systematically. It's something that lends to them being tied into our concepts and being on the same page with our communication system. So proud of those guys and certainly have a tremendous opportunity this weekend.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you this because somebody asked me. I see everybody now, and I saw a bunch of decisions yesterday, last second of these NFL games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm not very good at that clock stuff in the last and when to use a timeout and save yourself some time, and it's 4th and 2 at your opponent's 45-yard line, whether to go for it. How much are you working on gut compared to numbers? You have somebody with you that gives you, spits out percentages for you that you're getting right away, or is it something you spend time on during the week before a game?
Yeah, we spend an extraordinary amount of time on that during the weekend. It's charted. You know, it's charted, and throughout the course of the game, I'd say the majority of the time, your gut and the chart match up. There might be, you know, like the Florida game, there's when the weather is different, right, and the defenses are playing at a high level, that's when you maybe skew off it a little bit.
Right.
But for the most part, the gut and the chart, they match up. And I mean, everything from when to go for two, when to take a safety, all that stuff. I think everyone carries the same charts and has a dude nearby, you know, and what you could burn off and when you can't. So you certainly want to lean on those people during certain times during the game.
Yeah, I always think of the one like, hey, one more first down and the game's over. And we've wiped their timeouts. We've got them, but we got to get this 4th down and 3 or 4, or do we just punt it back down to the other end and let the defense save us over the last minute of the game? I always find it interesting, and sometimes the announcers are going, "Oh, that's the wrong decision. I heard it yesterday," and I was thinking about that situation.
Yeah, once you cross the 50, you know, and it's over 4th and 1, that's when, you know, decisions come into play. And what is your game plan? How do you feel about your matchups? And, you know, do you really want to, you know, compromise getting a touchback as opposed to you trust your punter to pin him down inside the 5? There's a lot. But, again, a lot of it is what you're capable of doing and the situation in the game, of course.
Are you pretty healthy right now for this game off of, and plus you had a few extra days off?
Yeah, we feel game 5 healthy, that's for sure. You know, certainly we've been close with a couple guys we've talked about every week. We feel great about them this week, and hopefully that plays out like that. But we do feel confident in the health of our team.
Yeah, and so, Coach, I got to ask you, so you go up there. I'm just curious, you have meetings with these guys all the time. What are things you talk about going on the road for the first time this year on a team that's not exactly a bunch of young guys? You've got some guys with a lot of experience. What do you talk about most getting ready for this game that you want them to think about getting ready to hit the road?
The importance and the value of process, that this is a business trip, that there's a job to be done, and that nobody, nothing, no noise should ever get in the way of doing that job. But it all starts with preparation. It all starts with Green Tree Practice Field. And the rest I can't get into over the radio, but it's we get into it pretty good, and we set a plan, and we set the mentality of what we want to do and how we're going to do it, and we carry out that plan throughout the week so that we have confidence when we hop on the plane.
Well, I can tell you this, man, that home culture, I know you talked about before, that home winning culture, you've done it. That's part one. Your crowd knows what they're getting at home, and some of the big wins you've had here over this first month of the season. Now just take it on the road. I got to ask you this question. I was thinking this morning driving into work here early in the morning, drinking a big boy coffee, and I was thinking about some of the great moments up there. And the first guy I always think of is Sean Taylor's game in the rain. One of the greatest games. He played safety. He was like four guys in one playing back there. There's guys that have great games. People are going to remember forever, especially on the road at Florida State.
Oh, without a doubt, this is a rivalry that we grew up always wanting to be a part of, wanting to play in and whatnot. And I think we all know what it means. I certainly don't talk about it much with the media because, like I tell our players, you know, the focus has got to be on the preparation. And I keep it simple and probably extremely boring, but that's okay with us. We just want to get to work and prepare for the game.
I know one thing you hear all the time, that the U is back. Hey, the U is back. And how do you handle that when you hear that? The U is back. I think this, the U is back.
Again, I don't get into that. I don't, you know, to me, that has no value. That anything from predictions, prognostications, all that stuff, man, that's meaningless to us. We are improving. There's progress, we feel, on a daily and weekly basis. And we have a very strong, relentless appetite to get better. And we just want to keep doing it and not let anyone or anything get in the way of doing that.
Mario, thank you, man. Can't wait for Saturday night. This is going to be a lot of fun. University of Miami going up to Florida State. Thank you and good luck.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head coach, joining us to talk a little bit about the game. I wish one time he'd just come out and give us a game plan. What do you think, Woody? Just give us a game plan. We're going to run it between the tackles. We're going to point at them and tell them we're going to run it. And then we're going to throw it. Then we're going to mix it in. Man, you don't have to throw it down the field to me. Our guys are always open underneath, right? Just keep moving those chains. And you'll get a chance to break a couple of those.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.